do that. Back to the past and I'll ride ya.
Watch out.
Gotta do that. Back to the past and I'll ride ya.
Check, 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 check.
That was Samurai Jack by Will.i.am. Welcome to the podcast. I am Sitz here with Gina and Sherman. Say hey, guys.
Hello.
This week, we watched Samurai Jack. You can tell by the song name. But first, I want to talk about what I've done so far. As you know, I went on vacation with my parents a couple weeks back. And that was pretty fun. And then we didn't have the podcast the next week because I was sick, I think. Is that what it was?
Yes.
And then last week, we couldn't get our schedules correctly or lined up right. So we didn't have a podcast last week. But here we are now. How about you, Gina? How was your 3 weeks?
Well, in 3 weeks, I am back at school. It's actually the end of our third week of classes. Already had a couple exams, but getting back into the school life and all that jazz. So it's fun though. It's fun to see everyone and be out of my parents' house.
And Sherman, how have you been?
I don't even remember what I last said I did. Because I don't think I did much of anything else either.
How was jury duty?
Oh, jury duty, that's right. I went there, I sat in a big room for about 2 hours, and then I had an excuse to not have to go be a juror at the trial. Because it was going to take 4 weeks, and I won't be getting paid for it. So I cannot go to it, so they excused me. So I left, and I actually got home by like 12:30 in the afternoon.
You couldn't miss work that much?
No, I didn't even go to work. I just went home.
Oh.
Relaxed.
Played games.
Yeah, pretty much.
Same old.
Pretty much.
So
and
what?
I don't remember if I said it last time, but I did get rear-ended.
What?
Oh, yes, I didn't say it then. Oh, yeah, I
got
because
that was only like a week and a half ago.
No, I didn't even know that.
2.5 weeks ago.
Time flies.
It's been a while because I've had the claims report for a while now. I just haven't taken it to get fixed yet.
Because I didn't even know that.
It was before Labor Day weekend, I believe.
No way.
Yeah, it was. Yes, it was. It was before that.
Hmm. That was exciting, I guess.
No, it was just got rear-ended. Not his fault, really. Well, yeah, it was, but whatever. It happens. No big deal. He paid for it. Insurance.
Nice.
Glad we have it.
So, like I said earlier, we watched Samurai Jack, which isn't necessarily an anime, but it's anime and stuff. So, why not? We did Avatar. First podcast, so, whatever.
You're about due for another stuff.
Yeah. In fact, when we were talking about the podcast, they're like, okay, we've done animes for the past forever. Let's do some and stuff. And I was like, alright, fine. What do you want to do?
There's either this or Powerpuff Girls. Which we'll probably still do eventually.
Maybe.
Come on.
So,
I watched the Powerpuff Girls. Sorry, go ahead.
Powerpuff Girls actually comes on Cartoon Network now. Well,
what? They're rerunning it on Cartoon Network?
I think so.
I didn't know that.
It might be on demand. I'm not sure.
Oh, okay.
Because my nephew was watching it.
Wow.
Interesting story. I know we're going off on a tangent about Powerpuff Girls. But off on a tangent... do you guys remember when the Powerpuff Girl movie came out?
I didn't even know there was a movie.
Yeah. Came out in theaters. It was like the origin story. Anyway.
I don't think I ever watched it.
Me and my dad.
I definitely haven't watched it.
I wanted to see it so bad. So me and my dad went to go see it. And we were the only two people in the movie theater.
Oh.
What? How many years ago was this?
I don't know, a while ago. Whenever the movie came out.
Wow.
What time did you see that? Like the middle of like a Wednesday or something?
No, like the middle of the day. I think it was during the summer.
Well, that summer, though.
It's just nobody wanted to see it, I guess.
Me and another friend, when we went to go see a movie one time, we were two out of the three people in the theater.
I think that's always fun when you have the theater to yourself, though.
Yeah, it is. Yell whenever.
Yeah, you can say whatever you want.
Up and down, sit wherever, move if you want. But anyways, back to Samurai Jack, guys.
Yeah. So, Jeannie, you want to tell us what this is about?
So, this cartoon aired on Cartoon Network, I don't know how many years ago. What we said, like, 2011? No, 2006.
2004.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you. There we go. And it's about a time-displaced samurai warrior named Jack. We don't actually know if that's his real name. He kind of made it up on the spot. Anyways, and his singular quest to find a method of traveling back in time to his own, I guess, time realm, and defeating a evil, demonic wizard named Aku, who's also a shapeshifter.
Aku.
Yep. So that's pretty much the main summary.
That's so fun to say. Aku.
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 It's like Tsubasa. I don't know. I was thinking the same. Anyways, once again.
Okay.
So, the characters in this show are basically exactly what Gina said.
Two characters.
A prince, a young prince who is born 1,000 years ago, or something. Whatever. I don't really know what time zone they're in. Whatever time zone they're in when they first started.
For Eastern Standard Time.
Back when samurais.
When we first start the show or whatever, we only know him as a prince, and later we learn that he adopts the name Jack because that's what some random people started calling him when he first appeared in the future. He's a very quiet, honorable character. He is very Japanese samurai code kind of fellow. He's very noble, humble, but he still has stuff to learn. But he's very, very powerful. Very skilled. And then Aku is... if you guys are under it, he is basically a black figure that shapeshifts into any animal that he feels. Or anything, really. He doesn't have to be an animal. He has a very large mouth, and he's just pure evil. And he's very deceiving and deceitful, and he's just an all-around bad guy.
Yeah.
He's your typical bad guy, really. Out to destroy everyone, make everyone's life a little bit harder.
Dictator.
Yep. Golden statues of himself, sacrifices to him, stuff like that.
Aku was once sealed away by Jack's father, and then he comes back to get his revenge, I guess. And that's another part of.
We're actually talking about episode one right now,
yeah,
right?
If we're gonna keep talking, this
yeah,
is the, might as well.
Specifically, the
this
sword,
yeah,
that.
One preface, how do you say that word? Preface, before we get to this part. Last week, or the last podcast, I said we were watching the first two episodes. I found out afterwards that the first three episodes are part of a singular, it's kind of a three-part episode beginning. So, if you're watching the anime, the cartoon with us this time, if you watched with us and only watched the first two episodes, pause the podcast right now, go back and watch episode 3 so you'd be caught up to all 3 episodes, because I just didn't do that right.
Or if you don't want to pause it, you can just wait with us and we'll just sit here quietly.
For right? 20 minutes.
Yeah. I'm sure we can do that.
Not to mention the time it takes to get to Netflix and find it.
Right.
Exactly. Or we could just, like, put a huge empty space in between this part where you're recording.
No, moving on.
What?
Moving on. All
right.
Let's talk about the first episode.
All right.
Okay.
I enjoyed it.
First episode is called Part 1, The Beginning. Aku devastates a young boy's land, forcing him to travel around the world to train as a samurai. When he returns as an adult and attempts to defeat Aku, the wizard sends him to the future. One thing I want to point out that I thought was pretty cool about this episode is, Aku attacks, all that stuff, and then Jack is sent off the train. I think what's really cool about this part of the episode is that he goes to different, countries to learn their way of fighting. He goes to Africa and fights with this really tall, shaman or something. I don't really know what it is. And I thought it was really cool. He fights, I think he trains with the Huns or Vikings or something.
Yeah, pretty much trains with
many different cultures all
around.
Yeah,
all like the old.
He just travels
around.
Right.
And like there was zero dialogue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The very first episode was very quiet.
There was a whole lot of talking.
There was a lot in the beginning and a lot towards the end, but the rest of it was just montage.
Mm-hmm.
And we see the prince grow up, basically.
Right.
Yep.
While learning all these...
And become like a master, like everything.
Yeah. Yeah, he actually does master everything.
Yeah. because they don't send him off until he masters it.
Right.
Pretty much.
Which is why he's like an all-rounded,
Spider.
Warrior. So he can defeat Aku.
Because he needs to train and needs to learn the way of the sword.
And other weapons. He uses other weapons.
Yeah, very.
Spears.
Staff.
Bows and arrows.
Bow staff.
Knives. Anyways.
Rocks.
So while we're talking about this right now, little insight onto his weapon. His father found created this holy sword that was used to banish Aku from the world. And Jack has to kind of go and train all these people in order to get the sword so he'll be worthy to wield it.
Yeah, so he's worthy of the sword. And even when he does get it, he's still not quite worthy.
Right. So that's what I was talking about with the sword.
Sorry. Yeah, because he's still not quite worthy because he just now gets the sword.
Yeah, but that was after he finished his training.
Yeah, but he hasn't trained with the sword yet. He doesn't have any real experience with it. He may know how to use a sword, but he's not one with the sword.
But then right afterwards, he went off to attack Aku.
Exactly. So that's why he got caught off guard.
You think?
Well, that's the whole reason why. He gets sent to the future.
Yeah.
Is because he lost.
Yeah, so but Aku tricked him.
Yeah. And if he was a little more experienced, he wouldn't... That's the whole point of the whole anime, of the whole cartoon. He got tricked. He got duped. So now he has to go
on his long journey. But not because he didn't train long enough.
He has to go on another journey, though.
This is fun.
Alright. We're debating about it. Oh, no.
Hey, well, what else are we supposed to do?
Episode 2.
It's open to interpretation.
It is.
You can take Gina's side or Sherman's
side.
Yes, your opinion is right, Gina. Yes. You are forever right.
Yep. As long as the audience knows that. Anyways, yeah, episode two.
Episode two is called The Samurai Called Jack. After Aku flings him into the future, the samurai is called Jack by the locals, and he meets a group of archaeologist dogs who've been forced by Aku to dig for jewels that would increase his powers. I think
when he first arrives in the future, though, he's like, isn't he in midair? And he's falling, and there's a whole bunch of flying cars and everything, and he's dodging them all, jumping on them and everything.
That's pretty awesome.
And then, like, he lands on the... He doesn't really land on the ground yet, but he lands on some kind of weird spiky wheel things that are digging into the ground, or...
It was like they're, like, garbage. That's what
I'm saying. Yeah, garbage or something. And he was just, like, walking around on top of them, and there were these three witnesses, and as soon as he jumped off and stood in front of them, they just started calling him Jack. And they were just all impressed and saying, like, oh, Jack was doing this, and he was like, wow, and he was like, blah, blah, and they were, yeah, all that stuff. And they just kept calling him Jack. And so he just adopted the name Jack.
Another thing they don't really, we haven't really talked about is, in the future, they're not exactly people, I don't think. It's in the far future, so there's a bunch of aliens.
Yeah, I think they sent them into the future. I forgot about that. So yeah, there's a whole bunch of new technology.
Aliens and, I guess,
mutated aliens, things. Robots, androids, anything you can think of, really.
Even,
This cartoon was actually very clever. They could turn it into anything they wanted to because it was the future.
Right. Even anthropomorphic dog. Archaeologists.
Exactly.
Archaeologist dogs.
That were actually...
fighting six-armed creatures in the bar where he first met the dog.
Well, that's because Aku not only took over their world, but took over multiple worlds, right?
Yeah. That's
he
true, yes.
Took over the universe.
Or he was trying to, at least.
There's like
or he was in the process of it.
Where aliens are now here,
Yeah.
All different types of cultures.
And Aku himself, of course, forgot that he had sent the warrior.
Yeah, well, it has been a long time.
Of course, it's been over 1,000 years.
I would have forgotten about one little person I sent.
One thing I like
about one little person is going to be the end of you.
Yeah, but you're still probably going to forget.
One thing I liked is that there were billboards of Aku like eating burgers and hot dogs. I thought that was really kind of weird but funny. It's just like
he's the only person that's allowed to be like the model.
Yeah. Episode 3 is called The First Fight. The synopsis for this episode is pretty short. So, with the help of the archaeologist? Yes, that's the word.
Archaeologist
dogs. I had a brain fart for a minute. Archaeologist dogs. Jack battles Aku's army of beetle drones. Almost said beetle borgs. That's completely different.
That's a different show.
Yeah, that's a different show entirely.
Big, bad, beetle boys. Anyways.
This episode is epic.
It really is. It's the first big fight that you get to see, and it's... I remember watching it as a kid, too. It was just, wow. So well done. I believe they use the crystals as their own form of weapons. And all the dogs team up together and fight together with Jack. Although Jack does most of the work, and I say most. I really do mean most of the work.
They also use their equipment that they used to dig up stuff to fight.
And even Jack, even then, Jack still did probably 80% of the work.
The crystals could be used for spears, or arrows, or just spike pits that the beetle drones would fall into.
They were sharp.
they were very resourceful.
Yes.
Yes.
He had this very cool six-legged horse thing that he had all decked out in armor and stuff, and that was really cool. The whole time I was like, I want one of those horses so bad. I mean, come on, they have six legs.
The entire episode was basically a black bloodbath because the Beatles were powered by a kind of a black blood magic.
Ooze.
That was made out of. I'd say it was actually just oil.
Yeah, probably.
And it was just a very epic fight of him against clearly outnumbered.
Yeah. Like tens of thousands.
It was an obvious army of Beatles. It wasn't just like a few hundred. It was like a few thousand.
Yeah.
And he took them all on. And it was relentless. It's a very good scene.
It's
Cartoon Network delivered.
Right.
They built it up from the first two episodes, and they delivered.
One part of episode three that I would like to make a small note about is... when the dogs and Jack are kind of walking to their area, you see a billboard for, I guess, dog food, that also appears in the Powerpuff Girls, bringing it all full circle. And some people use that as a theory to say that, Powerpuff Girls and Samurai Jack are in the same universe, which I think is pretty cool. But I don't want to go into that. If you want to look into that, you can Google's a thing. So check that out. But yeah, those are the first three episodes. As a whole, it was called the premiere movie. I don't really know if it's movie length, but you know.
I think it was just all three episodes played as a premiere.
Right.
As a pilot together.
So that was, the first three episodes. Usually now we talk about favorite characters, there's only two, so, I must assume we all think...
Favorite? Who do you hate?
Aku, I guess.
No, he was my favorite.
Actually, if we really want, my favorite is actually a character that you don't get to see until way later, but... Yeah. There's actually a lot of characters that are pretty cool, but you don't never get to see them, but, except for more than one or two episodes.
Which they is just help Jack along the way.
Yeah, like he runs into them.
Or fights. Travels
to the future to find Aku, find ways to kill Aku.
So, Jack is played by a wonderful voice actor, Phil Lamar. Phil Lamar has been in so many things. Saturday Night Live, most people know him from that. This, he was on KOTOR. I think he's done voices in Naruto and a slew of different things. So he's one of the top voice actors. A period. So he's really good. And Aku is voiced by a guy named Mako, who unfortunately died around 2006. And he did other voices, such as Uncle Iroh from The Last Airbender. And what was the other one you said earlier, Sherman?
It was in Dexter's.
Dexter's Laboratory.
He was in Dexter's Laboratory. He was the narrator.
Okay. So, both of these, I usually give it a 1 to 10 scale, but I'm just going to give both of them as 1, since there's only two of them, again. I give the voice acting as a whole a 9. It's so good. I'll screw it. It's a 10. Voice acting is a 10. It's perfect.
They were really good.
Yeah. It's kind of funny, though, to talk about voice acting in this show, because people don't really talk all that much. It's a very silent show.
There's not a whole lot of dialogue, yeah. But that's what makes it really good. That's what keeps you watching it, yeah. Instead of just... It keeps you paying attention to it.
Yeah.
It's more action-filled.
Yeah. I'd agree with you on the voice acting. is very well done.
Right. It fits
the characters perfectly.
Right, right. I read somewhere that they're talking about making a Samurai Jack movie to kind of end the series. But since the guy that did the voice has passed on, I don't really know who else would be good enough to voice Aku. I'm sure there's somebody. But if they did make a movie, I'm sure it would be awesome either way.
Yeah.
So, animation style.
Oh, the animation is actually really interesting.
It's so good.
Yeah. There are no outlines to the characters. So, everything's just not outlined. I don't know how else to explain it. If you see it, you'll understand.
Right.
Describing it isn't very good. It's not enough. You have to see it.
Right.
But it's very detailed, but without the outline, so it's just colors.
Right.
And it's very mild colors, too. They're soft, so it's easy to look at.
Yep.
And they blend well together. And it's just very simple shapes. No outlines at all.
Yeah. So, Gina, what do you think of the music and stuff?
Think you made good choices on the music. It was well done. I did want to talk about the main theme, the Will I Am one, because it doesn't fit like the where Jack came from, but it more fit like the futuristic where he's at now.
Right.
And I thought that was kind of cool because, you know, actually, I didn't expect that to be the theme song. It's like upbeat. It's like a rap song.
It's a hip hop.
Yeah, and like for a cartoon.
It's a really good hip hop beat.
I was like, this is different, but it fits. So.
And it's Will I Am.
It was perfect.
Yeah. So
it made you
want to
go,
like,
wow, that sounds really cool.
Yeah, like, I'm about to go buy
What
that
is
now.
This? I have to find out.
I mean, it's Will I Am before he started making horrible music. So,
that's an opinion. You know?
That's
music
true.
Is,
yeah, some people like. I liked his new song with Justin Bieber.
Yeah, of course he did.
Come on, guys, it was a good song.
We're not even gonna go there.
I just joked a bit.
I got the power. Okay, we're done. But yeah, the music was good.
So. Samurai Jack as a whole. Gina, what would you give it 1 to 10 rating?
1 to 10? I would give it a 7.5.
What?
Okay.
I'm
no,
just kidding.
This is my opinion.
I know. I'm just kidding.
No, overall, it's enjoyable. I hadn't watched it since it was on TV. And I think I liked it better as a little child. But watching it again was really fun. 7.5. It was good. I liked it.
How about you, Fritz?
I would give it a 9 out of 10. Because I really liked it when I was growing up. And I just... The art style is just very well done. Sorry for stealing your words there, Gina.
I'm gonna give it a 9 also. I think all the different parts of the show, the voice acting, the music, the animation, I think it all comes together in a really nice package. And it fits. It fits within,
it
I guess.
It really tailored towards the American
right.
population.
Right.
Really.
Especially kids.
It had that mysterious oriental feel to it with a plenty of action and honor and pride. It was a good show. I'm just disappointed that the first season lasted only so many episodes, but there was a lot more to follow.
Yeah. Another thing I guess I should go ahead and mention is... the show actually got canceled before it actually finished. So that's what I was talking about when about the possibility of a movie. Which kind of bummed me out. I was watching a YouTube video about this guy who does reviews on Japanese TV shows, and his tagline was, "I watch it because my favorite American shows get canceled." I was like, "That's so true. All the good American shows get canceled."
That is true.
Which is sad.
Sometimes it can't be helped, though, because
that's true.
A lot of times it has to do with what's going on in America at that time.
Right.
Yeah.
Kind of like with the Heroes. Was really.
And I think what they're thinking is, you know, every generation gets their own set of, you know, cartoons, pretty much.
Yeah.
Like, the ones I watch aren't there. They're completely different. But I think they're trying to market it towards the new, you know, the new generation of kids.
Exactly.
And it's always about the new thing here. We don't.
Yeah, very true.
They still could have finished it.
I know, but.
Look at us
sorry.
Bashing American media.
No, I'm not bashing it. I'm thinking there's reasons just why they do things.
That's right.
Yeah, of course. There is.
But it is sad. That's why I was happy that it did wrap up. Avatar The Last Airbender, because that was probably one of my favorites.
Right.
Speaking of, they are starting season 2 of
Legend of Korra.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Did it actually start Friday? Last Friday?
I think it starts this Friday.
This Friday or last Friday?
I watch them online anyways, but...
So guys, if you're listening, and you haven't seen Legend of Korra, go see it. It's on Nickelodeon. Nickelodeon, if you're actually listening to this, which I doubt, give me free stuff. Give me free stuff, and I won't complain. I'll be perfectly happy with you giving me stuff. Just throwing that out here. I mean, you know, there's collectibles, you know, stuff like that. So yeah. So any last minute thoughts on Samurai Jack?
No.
Watch more of it.
Yeah, definitely watch more of it. I haven't seen every single episode, but from what I hear, there's just more action to come.
There's a lot.
Okay, so next week, hopefully
we are watching Kuroko no Basuke.
Kuroko no Basuke. Or Kuroko no Basket. So it's spelled basket, but I think it's pronounced Basuke.
Basuke. Yeah. Ba. Because Japanese say ba. Ah. For an A. They can't say ba. They go ba.
Okay, we didn't need a lesson. Okay, never mind. Sorry.
Yes, you did.
So since next week is our penultimate season 1 episode, we are going to watch 5 episodes of Kuroko no Basuke, and we'll talk about that next week, or hopefully next week. And we may or may not have a special guest. I don't know. You'll just have to find out next time. So, before we go, I want to give a shout-out to all our friends on Turntable.fm. Almost said .com. Turntable.fm/nerds_unite_now and all our friends in there, like so we got Sarah and Matt and who else we got?
John, Simon.
Yeah. James.
Sarah.
Don't forget Sarah. Did you already say Sarah?
Yeah, I said Sarah first.
Even if you did, I'll say it again. Sarah.
And Amanda. Is that it? Does it? Is that it?
That's pretty much it.
So, Jeannie, you want to give out any shout outs to anyone else, or?
I don't really have any personal shout outs. Though, can I mention that next week my roommate might be joining us?
Yes, that's what I was talking about earlier.
You get to meet Katie, but we don't know if she's officially going to join us or not. So we'll see.
Maybe. And I know, Fritz, you have at least one guy to shout out to.
Yeah, there's JC. I'm sure he's listening. Finally, aren't you happy? You get to sit there and do whatever you want while listening to us talk again. Happy now? Yeah, you better be. Anyways.
You can tell Fritz loves his friends.
Shout out to Sarah.
Here's hey, a Sarah. Podcast, and you better enjoy it.
My friend might actually join if we watch Abe no Bashi.
Hmm. Well,
but that's another anime.
Yeah, we'll get to that when it comes when you get to it.
Yeah.
So anyway, guys, thanks for watching.
Listening.
Well, listening, yes. I'm so used to YouTube stuff. thanks for listening. And don't forget to check me out on YouTube if you want. YouTube.com/SirVlogsALot00. And I'm trying to work on my gaming channel again, which is ChilliGamer50. C-H-I-L-L-I. So check those out if you want. Stay up to date on the Anime and Stuff podcast. And we appreciate you guys listening. All three of you. Or however many there are. So I am going to actually close out the podcast with... we mentioned earlier that the theme song, opening theme for Samurai Jack, was Samurai Jack by will.i.am. So I'm not going to play that again at the end, but I am going to play a song that plays during the battle with Aku in the first episode. So I hope you guys enjoy that. It's just called Aku Battle. It's really, that's the word I'm looking for. Whatever the word is, it's that. So we will see you guys next time. Have a great day.
Bye.
Or week.
Bye.
And we'll see you next time. Bye.